This negative GDP reading for the 3 months January to March ends the longest period of growth in American history. Consumer spending dropped almost 8%, business investment almost 9%. However, the decline was tempered by the fact the shutting of businesses with the start of the US lockdown only really kicked in March, that slowdown in production dragging down the relatively good numbers for January and February. However, there is worse to come, with the second quarter reading for April, May and June predicted to be in the region of minus 30%. Those two successive quarterly contractions would officially show the US economy is in recession. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.